Hi, I'm HK. Welcome to my podcast, Way of Life. I just changed my podcast name from View of Life to Way of Life. The way we live, we can bring a lot of change in our life. I myself is a coach, writer, and a numerologist. I help the people to bring the change they desire in their life. This podcast will help you to clear your mind, to get the clarity you want in your life. Get started. Are you an aspiring real estate student who want to crack their real estate exam? You live in United States and want help, because to crack that exam, it is necessary to crack that math portion, and you want the help to do that. Our today guest is very fabulous. Her name is Vakasia. She is very good in math. She helped the student in cracking the math exam in tip of their finger. Her students are very satisfied. She has teach around 108 students. Within a month, 3 to 4 students just passed their real estate exam. So let me introduce to you Vakasia.
Hi everyone, I'm Vakasia. I'm the founder of Real Estate Math Made Easy. I make math easy for aspiring real estate agents so they can pass their exams through affirmation, one-on-one, and group coaching. Started my group back in February 7th of 2022. I just saw the need that a lot of aspiring real estate agents weren't passing the exam because of the math. And because of that, I created a video and put the video in a group, and 4 people passed off of that exam. And as of today, this is October the 15th, 2022, I've helped 108 aspiring real estate agents become licensed agents through passing the math portion of the exam.
That's great. So I would like to know, along with the math portion, what are the other portion that include in that test, and how much weightage is for the math portion?
Okay. The test consists of contracts and agency, property ownership, financing, valuation, market analysis, and practice and disclosures. The math portion is 10 to 15% of the test, but knowing anywhere from those 8 to 15 questions can catapult them to passing the real estate exam.
That's fantastic. So, what the main obstacle which they are facing to crack that exam?
The major obstacle they're facing is the questions are tricky on the exam, and they get frustrated or they just leave it blank altogether. And the obstacle I solve is take them from frustration to the ease of understanding the math and navigating them through them tricky questions, so they can pass the exam.
People who are thinking that we should opt for the real estate exam, so can you give us some example what type of portion they put in the paper?
Like, they'll say, like, Sally and John purchased a home for $550,000 at 80% LTV, and discount points is like 2 points. What is the discount expense? Or sometimes they'll put extra information, like for commission, like 2 brokers are splitting a commission on a $750,000 house at 5%. The selling broker, sales associate gets 55%. The listing brokers, sales associate get 45%. And the question will say, what will the listing broker receive, sales associate receive? So the tricky part is you gotta look for what the question is asking for. The question is asking for what is the listing broker, sales associate gonna receive. So the part in the question that you need to cross out in your mind is the selling broker gets 55% of the selling broker share. In other words, they put extra information in the problem to trick you. But if you know the steps and the ways, that's what I do. I show them ways to navigate through that those tricky questions.
Mm-hmm. My God, it's so much tricky.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it.
No, I just seen your like I say, I'm also a numerologist course, so when I seen your name and I just did a random calculation and it came up to the 7, your name number came up to be 7, and I was like, okay, and now you prove that you that number 7 is goes to the analytical skill, and you have that skill. Bravo. Mm-hmm. You help them to come out of
yes.
that tricky thing. Is so much tricky. Are you saying? I can understand that people who are taking exam, they are like, what is this? What should I do?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the one to show them how to do it in order to pass it.
That's fantastic. Yes. So how you help your students?
Right now I help them one-on-one, but it's turning to group starting November 1st. It'll be group sessions. Normally I do group accelerated math session called Pass the Math with Ease and in a Flash. That's for those who are taking their exam in 2 weeks or less. And then I have a 4-week program for those who are taking theirs within a month.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, mm-hmm. you just started with the group. Mm-hmm. And after that, you have said it first four, within a month, I think so, the first four student ace the exam.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So actually, in about 10 days.
10 days?
Yeah, it was 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From January 27th to February 7th, they passed their exam from that one video.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So how you make that thing easy for your student? How you help them?
I have a curriculum that goes over all the math on the exam. Like we go through area, prorations, amortization and annual taxes, and of course gross rent multiplier and net operating income. So I have a whole curriculum that'll help them pass the math.
Don't let you make the thing easy for them. Just mm-hmm. think of someone who is making his or her first attempt. Imagine that I am that student who want to take the exam, mm-hmm. who just know the curriculum but did not know mm-hmm. the deep what how the taxation should be done, how that particular thing to be done. It's like I'm a law. I'm just know that this is thing is going to come into the exam. So how much time mm-hmm. do you take them, or they take the time to understand everything?
Like I say, it's 4 sessions. Each session is 40 minutes, so that's 160 minutes or 2 hours. Mm-hmm. In 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how much time did it take to prepare that whole stuff?
Each session is 40 minutes, and we'll go over a certain topic, like area equals length times width, 1 acre equals 43,560. We'll go through the different questions on the exam to prepare them for the exam.
So how you solve their problem? Like if I am the one who want to take the exam, just did not know much more than doing a calculation, that is plus and minus, mm-hmm. and everything is like you can say Hebrew for me, that I can't mm-hmm. understand anything, but I want to ace that exam. So which method and technique did you use?
I use different ones because certain people learn different ways. I give them certain people, I'll record the session, and we'll go through each section of the the math on the exam. And I give them like a worksheet with the problems on there, and we'll go through each problem on the exam so that they'll pass it. I really can't explain it because they have to be in there with me. It's like an anointing that comes over me when I'm doing it, so I can just do. I can take them step by step by step by step.
So how you tackle with that type of student here who are sometimes a bit lazy or find some time to grasp the thing?
We'll go over it over and over again until they get it.
That's good. So you are telling that from November onward, you are starting the group coaching. So there is anything like a limited seat or something like that?
Yes, it's limited seats. It'll be about 20 people.
In the first group?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great, that's great. You make the problem, math problem, simple for them. You just told me that that if someone gave you the four question in which most of the part is just a tricky thing, only the main thing which they want to ask, that how much brokerage actually the broker is going to get, is the main thing which one have to them together until unless they need to understand that what the thing is that. So I think so when you meet your prospective student, you are like, okay, this is his weakness and this is where we want to work more. This is the way which you are working. I just want to ask you the way you work. Just as you told me that in the beginning, you put the four videos on your group and people ace the exam. And how that cycle goes further. After that seven student, what did you next step did you take? How you bring them to your one-on-one coaching?
Okay, I normally would provide value in other exam groups, and then I would go in their DM and invite them to my group. And every new member that came to my group that I didn't DM, I would DM them and welcome them to the group and say, I can help you with the math. And once they answer, I tell them what I offer. And that was four sessions via Zoom that goes over all the math on the exam so you can pass it.
Okay, so as you're going to launch a group program, and I'm very happy to know that you have helped 108 aspiring real estate agents got their license. So I want to know this license to do the business is required at which places, especially in the U.S.
U.S. all. The math part is only 49 states, except California. Yeah, California has no math, but they have a test. But all other 49 states have math.
Except California.
Yeah.
I have one more question. I'm from the New York, and I ace the exam. And I go to some other state. So did that license also work in that other state?
Yeah, some people do get licenses in different states.
So the math part remain the same, or there is some variation in that math part?
There's variations depending on each state. I have a curriculum for each state.
You have the curriculum for each state. That's great. How is your journey till now? How you have created that steps, that syllabus and all these, that you have the syllabus, but how did you create the steps to help your students? What are the exact
Okay, the exact steps I've helped my students with is we go over like area, prorations, amortization, annual taxes, gross rent multiplier, net operating income. I just take them through each topic in order to get them to the pass.
That you remain with them at each and every step and help them to understand every topic.
Normally I have to work with them some more in order to, but like I say, most of my students that come in contact with me, they pass like that. It's like an anointing comes over me and they're able to understand it with ease. It's like no other. It's nothing but God.
Formula is like sailing like a hot cakes. The pair whosoever find that cake and eat it, and they are like, I'm delighted. I got my license. That's a really, really a good thing that you help them in such a fantastic way. So before jumping into this, starting a group and starting a group coaching, how your journey, your professional journey started?
I've been on my real estate journey since 2018. Finally passed my final January 30th of this year. And I passed my national on August 24th. I go back for state in November. So I just saw a problem and I solved it.
That's great. You saw the problem. That is what the quick wittiness, or I can say the analytical skill you have, that you just saw the problem and just jump in, that this is what you want to solve, this is how you want to help the people, and that's a great thing. So do you have any closing statement with which you would say something to the aspiring real estate agent? What they should do, what they should not do, how they should do?
Yeah, well, first I would start them off with affirmation, like I'm a great test taker. And normally when I go into groups, I'll be like, they say I'm a bad test taker. I go right under there and say, nope. Start saying I'm a great test taker. I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'll say my memory is blessed. My mind is sharp. And I'm next in line to become a real estate agent, because your words have to tell them, your words have power when you speak on them. And then teach them the math.
That's great. Yep. Because words really have the power. Our subconscious mind is like the 95% of our brain. So it's like a magic. It works like a magic when we make our subconscious mind agree to all these things, that I'm a great test taker, I can do that. Then our mind started learning, or I can say seeing the things in a new way, and then the things become easy.
Would you like to be the student of Akashia to crack the exam? If that's so, you can find the link in the description and get help from the Akashia. So till then, goodbye, take care.